The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples and eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." Then he said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." "Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And one last little thought for you here for the Easter season, because Easter season's coming to a close. And your last little thought for the Easter season is that in God's providence, even your greatest weakness can become a source of great strength. Even your greatest weakness can become a source of great strength, because with God, nothing is ever wasted that is turned over to his providence and his grace. Remember the weakness of St. Peter? How on Holy Thursday night he denied Jesus three times, what I like to call the greatest failure in human history. When the Son of God turns to you to save his life and you let him down, not once, but three times. Remember how it unfolded. It was in the courtyard of the high priest, and they were gathered around a charcoal fire. And they said, "Hey, that's one of his disciples." And Peter said, no, not me, not me. And someone else said, yeah, I've seen him with Jesus. And Peter says, no, you're mistaken. And the third time, no, that's definitely one of his followers. Even his accent gives him away. And do you know how deliberately St. Peter denied Jesus the third time? You could take the words in the original Greek to mean, "May God damn my soul if I admit to knowing him." He really dropped the ball. Now, there's no recorded conversation between St. Peter and Jesus in the Bible until this moment. And Jesus walks up to Peter and he says, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Notice what he doesn't say. He doesn't say, "Hey, Peter, you, the rock on whom I'll build my church." No. Peter rejected that. Jesus is meeting him where he is. "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And Peter, he has to be thinking to himself, "Oh, great, here we go. If I say yes, Jesus is going to turn to me and he's going to say, well, where the heck were you on Holy Thursday night?" And not only once, but three times he asks him this. And Peter is overwhelmed by a wave of God's grace, because he's not condemned. God has never lost his confidence or his love for St. Peter. "Feed my sheep. Tend my lambs. Feed my sheep." Remember the story of the prodigal son? Story of the prodigal son. How does the father in the story of the prodigal son treat the kid who ran away and squandered his property in a life of dissipation? That's exactly how Jesus treats St. Peter here by the lakeside.
Now can you see why Jesus made Peter the head of the church? He's the perfect spokesman for God's grace. And as it is with Peter, it needs to be for you and me as well. What happens here by the lakeside, God wants that to happen to all of us. To all of us, so that we can experience who he is and then share that with other people. Two things we need to understand. First of all, God really does forgive. Now, for people who don't really ever repent, that's just in one ear and out the other. But if you've ever really screwed up, and you know it, and you turn back to God for forgiveness, and you go to confession, and you walk out of confession, and you say, my faith tells me that I've been forgiven, but somehow in the back of my mind, I think God still got it in for me. Trust me, lots of people think that. Lots of people think that. You need to understand he really does forgive. St. Teresa of Avila used to stand out, frequently would stand outside the confessional in her convent. And to every religious sister who would walk out of confession, she'd take them by the shoulders, look them square in the eye, and say, now, begin again. And that's what we need to say to ourselves. Begin again. He really does forgive. Second thing we need to understand, his power is made perfect in weakness, even in the greatest weakness. Turned over to the Lord, something like what happens to St. Peter happens to you and to me as well. We don't remember St. Peter as a weak failure. We remember him as bold, strong, and persevering in spite of his weakness by the power of God's Spirit. Let's, you and I, begin again, no matter what, that same Spirit will be our strength as well. And ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Paul VI, pray for us.